Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God,
sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord.
Thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording the testimony service. I got one right off the bat from Brother Tim. and then texts you. He says, Nick, I would love to praise God for his loving kindness, his mercy, and his answered prayers. He is great. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Nope, let's see, I got something here from Sister Vera. Sister Vera says she would like to praise the Lord that she has been in the truth for over 10 years now, thanks to this church family. I'll just leave it at that. For the work that we are doing, the Seventh-day Remnant movement, okay? And then she says, we are also praying for you. It might be that you are hanging on to what? Okay, well, I'll have to get back to her. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, yeah, and in 2943, yeah, like if you leave, I thought it was fixed, but I guess like if you don't log on to WordPress, then you will, your name will not appear. It'll come up a number. You know, 2943 was in your case. And so, all right. I want to praise the Lord, too, for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And for the way he keeps opening up the Bible. It's just nonstop, daily. Hold on a second here. Yeah, Mindy. Yes, yeah, Sister Mindy. Yeah, that's what I think is going on there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So, I don't want to repeat that, though. So. All right. So, is that really Sister Vera, or is that somebody just using Sister Vera's name? I don't know. It just seems odd what is going on there. So, all right. So, on June 22nd, which was, what, a week or two ago, right? I don't know, well, about 10 days. Pastors Sidney and Pastor Gaddy, for those of you that know who they are, joined the Seventh-day Remnant movement because the people that they were involved with, that used to be involved with us years ago, and by the way, his website is now down. I just found out. It was just revealed that his website is down. I'm not going to mention the website, but it's down. And it was never down before. So I don't know what's going down. To the point where the ISP is coming up saying, welcome. You know, like it's been down for a while, I guess. But yeah, I'm not going to steal someone's thunder here because I think someone's going to be praising God here in a few moments in regards to two more pastors have joined the SDR movement, and many of the obedient brethren that are with them, who also saw the dangers of the people that they were involved with, have left as well. Because we are so close now to the latter rain, the Lord is bringing in the people, and those that do not have a real desire, you know, like those that aren't circumcised in heart will to do, you know, to try to get in and infiltrate. But now, you know, we've been dealing with this for many, many years. And so you know, the Lord blesses us with the discernment. And I also wanted to praise the Lord in regards to this, you know, because y'all know we were supposed to get new internet 2 weeks ago. About 3 weeks, maybe, but they sent me the device, and just to put it quickly, it wasn't what I expected. And so, as I was canceling it and putting it back, because it wasn't going to do what I was told it was going to do, right? So, I guess the person that sold to me isn't really a techie, let's say, right? They didn't realize that, no, it just won't work that way. So, I took it back. But the nice thing is, I was able, and I did this in email. To a young woman by the name of Jennifer. I sent her a really very short and a very quick study on the final warning regarding religious laws. And so at least something good came out of that whole fiasco with that company that was offering us better internet. And this morning, well, no, actually not this morning, it was And this is very, very personal to me, what I'm about to share. I'm not going to get misty, but this is something that I was damaged as a child by a vaccine. And it caused me issues since I was 8, 9, or 10. I think it was 10 when I got that. I don't know when I got the vaccine, but I know I got a booster at age 10 to the point where it was so bad that my whole arm swelled up like a leg. And back then I had arms like broom handles. And so it just swelled up. It got massive. My mother had to put me in a crib, even though I was like 10, I think. Between 8 and 10, okay? But I'm pretty sure it was 10 because you got to be that age to get this particular booster, from what I understood. So I got that booster shot. And I was out of it 2 or 3 days, just moaning and groaning and rolling off the bed, hitting the ground, not even knowing I'm rolling off the bed, not even knowing I'm hitting the ground. I don't know. All I know is that I woke up in a crib. And I says, "Mom, why'd you put me in a crib?" Because you kept falling off the bed. So, but yeah, for 2 or 3 days like that. And then I had this issue ever since then. And it's not just daily, it's hourly. Something was happening to me hourly. And it has been a real difficult, I tried many times to fight it off. This was a physical issue that was happening to me because of this vaccine. And then I woke up, because I had been praying again about it, and I said, "Father God, and I know thy grace is sufficient." I think that was the key. When I told him, I says, "You know, I'm gonna echo that which Paul said in regards to his eyesight. That grace is sufficient for me. You know, I'm okay. I'll just deal with it." And the next morning, I woke up and it was gone, and it has been gone since. I haven't had any, and it has not come back. I don't want to say what it was because it's just weird. Let's just put it that way. What this vaccine did to me. And I've seen it happen to other people too, and to them it was even worse. I've seen some really bad physical reactions to it. And you would think, okay, it's going to go away in a couple, 3 months. Well, 60 years later, I was still dealing with it. 60 years, my whole life, it's never stopped. And so, praise God, that thing's gone. So I wanted to praise the Lord on that, and I have been praising Him every time. I'm reminded of it somehow. It comes to mind, and I'm thinking, wow, it really is gone. You know, I don't even have the urge to even bow to it, if you will, because it would make my body want to move in a certain way that I didn't want to move. And so it would cause this pain, and it just, it was just a weird pain, though. It wasn't pain. It was just, if I don't make this move, that pain's going to be there. It's going to stay there all day. Kind of, and so I would have to make that move. And then, but praise His name. I have been delivered. And so praise the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the one who did it. What a day that was that morning. It was nice. It was very, very nice. And it's been nice ever since. All right, so, but continuing. Brother Yaswant sent me a praise here. And he says, "Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I have some praises to share. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters." And he says, "First of all, I thank the Lord God Almighty for my salvation and all the protection throughout my life until this very moment. I thank the Lord for helping me to keep His commandments while striving for that perfection. But still, things are not going well. The enemy attacks me in ways to increase my work and burden of the world." And boy, do we know what he's talking about, huh, brothers and sisters? He's unrelenting. The enemy ain't going to stop. He's just going to keep doing it. You know, that's one of the first miracles I'm going to acknowledge. Well, actually, because this one thing that I was just healed of on June 27th, I was thinking, this is one of the first things I'm going to realize as I ascend to heaven, right? But now, since that one's gone, the other one's going to be tinnitus, because I've got tinnitus. And, you know, my ears, I don't know why they call it ringing. We were just talking about this earlier. It's whistling. It's just a constant high-pitched whistle, and it goes to the beat of your heart. It's just very annoying. That's been happening to me for like 40 years. But that's my fault. I did that. I just got a little bit too heavy into the loud music. know, rock band stuff. But yeah, the enemy is never going to stop attacking us. And as we, but when we start to ascend, his voice is silenced. And that is going to be an amazing day. We're all going to praise. We're going to shout hallelujah in unison here. But Brother Yasmin goes on to say that. In this, I wanted to praise the Lord. One awesome praise is that when we ask for the prayer, for the cooling down of the summer heat, within that week, the rain fell and it cooled down a lot. I wanted to thank the Lord for that. I'm also undergoing too much stress under my present job. Please pray that I will come out of this job. I wanted to quit, but was not courageous enough to do that. This is a slavery mindset. I earnestly request you to pray for my deliverance. I also thank the Lord for answering many more unspoken prayers and helping me in my job, even though it was very stressful to handle the situations. I wish you all a wonderful Lord's Day. Yaswant, your brother in Christ. And I'm going to email this to myself because I didn't know he had a prayer request in there. So let me just send it off to me. And then I'll check my email and see if I got... But Joe and Eli, you know how you send it out to the prayer warriors. Yeah. Oh, the prayer warriors are probably listening right now. So, yeah, just please pray for Brother Yaswant, as we all do. So, okay. Praise us to see that. Okay, that's it. Now, let's see if I got any more emails. And I see Sister Mindy has her hand up, so let me check to see if these emails are from... Oh, yeah, I got some. Okay, well, I got one, two, maybe. I don't know. I'll check that out as Sister Mindy is sharing whatever the Lord has laid upon her heart. And, of course, Sister Mindy is the one that you got to go to send a private message to give her, or she'll read your texts, your praises inside the text chat onto the microphone so the people that at WTPR can hear and the Lord being praised. So. Next voice you shall hear will be of our sister.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. All right, we've got some praises to share. And I'm going to start with, we have some praises during the children's study hour. And I'll start with those first. Little Sister Luna says, praise the Lord for healing all the sick and for making all creation, for helping everyone in the world. Praise the Lord, little sister. And then Brother Gabriel and Isaiah says, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us, for all the healing he has done, for all the answered prayers, for the mercy he has shown to us. And they also said, praise the Lord for keeping us safe while we were in Texas and for keeping us safe on the way back home. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises, they say in capital letters. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for travel mercies. That is all awesome. And Sister Ida said, praise the Lord for all God's blessings. Brother Gilbert had a praise. I thank the Lord for his being as good as he has been to us all. The Lord is merciful. Amen, amen, and amen. And he had that all in capital letters. Sister Denise says, I praise and thank the Lord for his mercy, love, long-suffering, protection, patience, forgiveness, and for his words and truth. Also, I thank the Lord for this beloved church family, the body of Christ, and for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Also, I thank the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day and for strengthening and blessing the brethren and doing the great work he's called them to do. Praise the Lord, sister, and I echo that praise as well. And little brother Damien, praise the Lord for all his blessings, keeping us safe on our trip, for Lord's family and our family. Praise him for nice weather, for all healings, and his love towards all. Praise him for all his protection and love. Praise the Lord, little brother. And Sister Mary had a praise. Praise the Lord for his mercy, patience, and long-suffering, protection, and the perfect peace that only he can give, for his love and kindness, for his blessing and answer to prayers. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Hannah had a praise in the chat room. Hi, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, she says. I praise the Lord for God's grace, mercy, long-suffering, faithfulness, protection, and many blessings he bestows upon us every single day. I also praise the Lord for the comfort God gives us through the Holy Scriptures, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you all. God bless you all. Love you too, Sister Hannah. Thank you for sharing. And then I've got some PMs here that I'm going to be sharing. Okay, so the first one is from Sister Danny. She says, on behalf of Brother Anthony and me, we want to praise God for his wonderful love and the joy that comes with our salvation in Jesus. It's been a month since we moved into a cheaper location, a small two-bed, one-bath apartment, and we cannot be any happier to be here except when we go to heaven and abide in the mansions Jesus prepared for us. Amen, sister. It's small and simple. God provided us with a place that he knows is exactly what we need for our budget, and this is something that came just in time as our last lease was ending. As close to the end as we are, we praise God for his protection and care. We still have some trials that come about from time to time, but God is so wonderful in getting us through each one. To gather with our brothers and sisters each week helps us to grow closer to the Lord more and more. And we are growing more excited for when all of these things finally come to an end. Amen. Please keep us in your prayers. We need more strength and faith to do work in our neighborhood. We're planting seeds wherever we walk. However, we need prayers personally to actually talk to people face-to-face and witness while Anthony is out at work during this week. I get very nervous at the thought of talking to people. However, I still leave tracks along the streets when I got out for my walks. We love you, family. Happy Sabbath. You are all in our prayers. Praise the Lord, sister. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that, as talking to people face to face. I'm kind of the same way, even though I seem like I'm kind of outgoing, but yeah, I'm still nervous to talk to people face-to-face, I get, especially when if I'm by myself. If I'm with another brother or sister, that's probably different. But all right, praise the Lord. And then Sister Stephanie shared a praise she sent me. I want to praise the Lord for the steps my sister-in-law has been taking. The last couple of months, she has really been trying to get closer to Abba. She is turning from so much and getting into the Word. She realized how bad the NIV was when she went to study one day. She still has many things to turn from, but please keep her in your prayers that she continues to see his truth and that she stops looking for only conviction, but does as the Word tells us. Praise the Lord. We will definitely keep your sister-in-law in our prayers, sister. And then Brother Jesse sent me a testimony. He says, the Lord is faithful, truthful, and helps guide me to where I need to be. Whenever I ask what his pleasure is, meeting him halfway has always been a challenge. However, whatever he needs is well with my soul. Praise the Lord, brother. All right, and keep the praises coming. I'll be sharing some more.
Okay. Praise the Lord. You always want to say this is the favorite Sabbath of the month, but it's not. All of them are favorites, every single one of them. And I just noticed that the PMs are actually kicking up a little noise now. I programmed the noise in months ago, but it never started working until now, so the upgrade this week may have done it. So I want to praise the Lord for that, too, because what you usually have to do is you just shut down the PM to the person and wait for them to respond, because then the whole screen goes dark, and then you get that little blurb saying, do you want to accept this private message? But this time I got a good little noise. And so, all right, the next praise I got was from Brother Stephen, and he says, I want to share a praise for Testimony Sabbath to praise God. And before I read it, he reminds me of Psalm 105:1. Because he's saying, I want to share a praise for Testimony Sabbath to praise God. And Psalm 105:1 says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. And like David said at one time, he's going to shout it to all the great congregation. That's what we're doing now. And then in Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2, it says, nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes in a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting, and this is why we always keep them short. You know, it's kind of like with prayer meetings. Keep the prayers short per person because a lot of people are going to be on their knees for a long time, and that can be very difficult on the lower back and stuff like that. So anyway, Brother Stephen says, I want to share a praise for the testimony Sabbath to praise God. I want to praise the Lord for his awesome wisdom, for his mercies and truth's sake. He is truly awesome. I want to praise him for revealing to me more light on a subject I did not fully understand or was confidently able to defend, and also for the opportunity to read a book on the healing properties of water. The book states many things that Ellen White wrote about from divine inspiration from God, and it is amazing to see how science is validating the things God has said and obedient Christians already were given from him. That reminds me of my creation page, because on my creation page, Evidence in Creation, I put things in there that science just recently proved that, yeah, God had to have done this. Well, I mean, science won't say it, obviously, but when you look at what the Bible says and then what science says, they just realize, yeah, well, God already said that thousands of years ago. So anyway, she goes on to say here, I'm sorry, Brother Stephen goes on to say here, it says, the book about water talked about the effects of caffeine and sodium bicarbonate when ingested, and how allowing seemingly benign intemperance can lead to more catastrophic intemperance. All intemperance is bad. I have been looking for the scientific reasons these things are harmful, and am very thankful God has helped me to find it. Are you talking about like with the sodium bicarbonate? Is that the fizzy stuff that's in like soft drinks? Is that what makes the bubbles? I don't know, because I know you could, there's some soft drinks out there you get at health food stores that have no sugar. It's got stevia in it, but they also put carbonation in there. And I was wondering if that's – I just didn't feel right about it, so I stopped drinking it years ago. So – But I'm wondering if that's the same thing, sodium bicarbonate. That's how they get the bubbles in there. But anyway, because it reminds me of soda water. What do they used to call that? Soda? I don't know. Anyway, he goes on to say that I was really amazed when reading it because it validated so much. Praise God that he is always far ahead of the scientific discovery. Amen. I also wanted to praise God for opportunities to share my faith and for helping me to sleep safely, for helping me to meditate on his word, you know, Proverbs 16:3 or 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5, 2 Timothy 1:7. He put them all in there. As I go, and let me put it in the room for anybody that wants to, because like if you're having the same issues Brother Stephen was having or want to have the same questions, he puts those verses in there, so they're now in the room. All right, and then he goes, as I go to sleep, so that I do not fall asleep thinking vain, incontinent thoughts for his peace, love, and faithful promises. Praise be to our God. You know what works for me in that? Because a lot of times, like especially like when things are happening in the church and it stresses me out sometimes, and it'll take forever to fall asleep, and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night like I usually do, and then I can't get back to sleep because that's all that's on my mind. What seems to work for me is singing and in my mind. You know, 'cause I'm not going to wake up the whole house, you know, and I'm out there bellowing out a tune. But I would, and what really helps me to prevent that mindset creeping up on me to work, because I know I'm having a stressful day, let's say, and before I go to bed, I'll go to my website with the SDR music, and I'll listen to some of those songs that are in there. And one of them, I'll always pick one. I'll start the song, and I'll be 10, 15, sometimes 30 seconds into the song, and then I'll turn it off. I'll just turn it off. Why? My brain will finish the song. I don't know why it does that, but it does. So when I wake up in the middle of the night, that's the first thing I hear is that song. As I'm drifting off to sleep, that's what I'm hearing is that song, because I'm constantly re-singing it, you know, finishing the song. But now this is what really irks me. If I'm in a grocery store and some demonic music, you know, like what they call normal music today, whatever happened to good old-fashioned elevator music, you know? That stuff doesn't seem to stick. But, yeah, so I'll step out of the store, and when you step out of the store, you're not waiting for the song to end. So when you step out of the store, you finish the song or you shut it off, like when you walk out, and then my brain will continue the song. So sometimes I'll go into the car and I'll look for I'll go to my website, because on the car I have Bluetooth, and so I'll just go to the website and go to the SDR page if I have to. And so praise God. All right, let me Sister Marie. Okay, now okay, this next one I got. Let me see. Oh, we got two hands up. All right, I'm gonna drop the mic because we got Sister Mindy and Sister Janiza with their hands up in the turbo. So I'm gonna say Sister Marie until I get back. So let me drop the mic.
Mic test. Do you hear me? This is Brother Alvin, by the way. All right, thank you. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Again, this is Brother Alvin. And, well, I would like to praise the Lord first for the health, protection, salvation, grace and mercy, guidance, and actually for many blessings He keeps on pouring upon us, not only to my family, but also to the whole SDR family. You know, ever since we came back from our trip from the Philippines, exactly a month ago now, God has many surprises for us that make us even more amazed at how He leads us on our way to fulfill His work, since we know He is holding the wheel. And we are quite busy doing the Lord's work, which we love doing since it makes our Father happy. We know that the Lord does not look on quantity or numbers, but in quality. No? So our precious Filipino brethren are really growing, not only spiritually, but in numbers. Literally, as Pastor Nick mentioned earlier, we have two more ordained ministers added in the Philippines and more new brethren out there. And from some other countries like in Japan, Australia, London, and Middle East, who were really happy to join the SDR movement recently. Because they really believe as we do. You know, Filipinos are all over the place, and that's really a blessing from the Lord. So in other words, we have more forces to spread the truth over there. And that will, of course, will have a domino effect in printing more tracts, printing more available booklets that we have, like the Arlac, Healing Leaves, or maybe that Great Controversy book that we printed. So that we can use to support our Filipino brethren in evangelizing, especially doing the house-to-house work. So really, it's so amazing. Our Father is, God is so good. And aside from that, we are actually in the process of translating more tracts, our packet tracts, you know, in Tagalog and Cebuano language or dialects. In the Philippines, so we can use that over there. And we are thankful for the talents and cooperations of our brethren who are helping out in this work by proofreading, you know, helping up checking the translation if it is correct. In fact, when we had this Spanish translation too, some brother and sisters help out in translating work. So praise the Lord for the cooperation, for the teamwork. This is a teamwork. we are in a team, Team SDR, it's the Remnant Church. We are actually also working on our new website, which is was announced last week, I think, which is the sdrasia.org. So this is another website ministry we can use in spreading the word online, the word of God. And really, God is so great. He is really indeed very great. He's so marvelous and deserving of praise. So let us pray that the work will continue grow. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for our forthcoming different schedules. I see the calendar is so busy in spreading the word. So let's pray for more courage, for more faith, wisdom, discernment, and most especially what we are all waiting, the large measure of the latter rain He promised to His obedient remnant church. So thank you and praise the Lord for everything. This is all for now, and I love you all, my church family. God bless us all, and Sabbath blessing to everyone.
Praise the Lord, brother. That is so awesome. Our church is growing. Praise the Lord. All right, I have some more testimonies to share here. Brother Gordon says, I praise the Lord for healing my upset stomach or stomach flu. Not sure what exactly it was, but it's healed. Praise the Lord, brother. Says, praise the Lord for reminding me to unplug the PC power cord from the outlet just before a major thunderstorm. Else it, he has in parentheses, the PC, would have been zapped for sure. And it's the only one I have. Praise the Lord, he says. And praise the Lord also for all other smaller yet just-in-time reminders and for all His goodness and mercy towards us and for His salvation. Praise the Lord, he says. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Lynette says, I praise the Lord for protection on the way to and from work. And I also praise the Lord for Matilda, my car dad, is still alive and is currently turning blue in color. I also praise the Lord my mom is not using aluminum foil to bake with as much. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Barbara says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for His mercy, love, faithfulness, and protection. I have so many praises that I can't write them all here. Praise the Lord for healing my husband once again. The Lord is so patient with us. I pray for you all. God bless you all. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Jeremiah says, a fire broke out near my grandmother's house, and it seemed sure that her house was going to end up burning. But God spared her house and protected my family, so I want to praise the Lord for this. Also prayers for others affected by the fire. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord for God's mighty protection. All right, keep them coming, brothers and sisters. I want to hear from all of you. There's no reason. I mean, it doesn't matter how small the praise is. Remember, we're praising God today. Give Him all the praise. Oh, and Brother Gilbert just posted something in the room, so I'll go ahead and read this one. It says, praise the Lord that earlier I was mildly hurting and before that I was in pain, and now I'm not. The Lord is good. I also praise the Lord for giving me the strength to come out of my comfort zone, meaning I used to be able to sleep in before going to work, and now I wake up at 3 a.m. to get ready for work. I thank the Lord for focus, His protection, for another person that shared the early shift with me, and strength to endure what's needed to be done, and then we get to see some rather lovely, beautiful sunrises in a Canadian geese family from time to time while we work. The Lord is good. I also thank the Lord that lately I've been sent home from work early because of the overtime gained. The Lord is good. He has in capital letters, amen, amen, and amen. Amen, brother. That is awesome. All right. Love you all. Keep them coming.
Amen. I also want to, hold on a second here. See, okay, good. The mic works fine. I want to praise the Lord that I finally broke down and bought one of those keyboard razor things. I don't know if you ever heard of them, where you can stand up while you're doing your work at your desk, because I'm sitting down too much. And I get up every now and then, walk around, but sometimes I got to stay here and do this work. And so I want to praise the Lord that this thing works, and it actually makes it easier for me to do my work. As a matter of fact, I'm standing up right now, because it's sitting down is just causing me health issues. I'm sitting down way too long. And so praise his name for that. And then Sister Marie sent me a praise here, and I want to read this. Oh, and Sister Vera, I assume she's not getting my PMs. Yeah, because I just asked her a couple, three questions, and she didn't respond. So maybe you'll have to reboot the room, like leave the text chat and come back in, because she's not seeing the questions I'm asking her, I think. And so maybe that's what's going on there. So, okay. But Sister Marie says, good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray everyone is well and having a good day. First, I want to give thanks to the Lord as always for my salvation and for waking me up to another Sabbath. And I also want to thank the Lord for the trip that we took and actually enjoyed. In all honesty, I didn't have it in my heart to go. Something had happened during the time my son Angel was dying 2 years ago, and hearts were hardened. I don't make it a habit to keep company with people who show hatefulness, grudges, or resentment towards others, because I don't want to become like them. It's so easy to become worldly and behave as the world behaves, but for more than 15 years, God has changed my thoughts and my heart. Yes, I'm not perfect, but I do follow the Lord, even if it means I have to walk alone. Amen. And then she says, on this trip, God helped me to find the truth to some things that I have been hearing. It was clarified, and now I can move forward. I was able to talk to one of my sons who apologized and hugged me and asked me to forgive him. I never expected an apology, only understanding. God made this possible, and I give glory to God every day, because he saw my heart and my broken heart and made it better. My other son needs a lot of prayers. He is not walking with the Lord, and I worry about him every day. The rest of our vacation was enjoyable, visiting with my husband's family. I also thank the Lord for our health and happy hearts. Love always, Sister Marie. So, amen, my sister. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I can't remember all the names of your sons, maybe I'm thinking of Brother Matthew's boys that email me every now and then. That whole family. And it's weird, too, because we lived in the town. Well, I don't know. I don't think Brother Matthew's living in that town anymore, just one town that he was living in for years. I lived in that town with my wife and children for many years, too. And an extreme south suburb of Chicago. Okay, what's this? Okay, thanks, Sean. Yeah, because Sister Vera did say that, told him that she's having a PM problem. And so maybe you could just email me, Sister Vera, if you want. It sure is nice to see her in the room, though, man, because we haven't, well, I don't know, maybe she has been in the room, and I just haven't seen her in a while, because I usually don't look at the text chat unless I get a big old PM or something from somebody. Let me check my email and see if I got any more praises. Not yet. Sorry about all the noise in the background. Got a lot of kids here this week. Small humans everywhere. Bunch of cute little humans. All right. I don't have any more emails. Is there any more? Does anybody have any more praises? I don't want this to be an early testimony service. Oh, somebody just put up their hand, so let me drop the mic.
All right, I have a few more, and it looks like Pastor Brother Ryan and Sister Novi sent you a text, I believe, with a praise, so maybe share that after I get done. All right, so I'll get a few more here. Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for teaching me every day and giving me understanding. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Austin says, praise the Lord that we got our 3.5-foot tall lawn grass, laugh out loud, mown, and weed whipped yesterday. We also had what I think was a couple deer bedded down in the grass because it was so tall. Also, praise God for the little bunny rabbits that hop all around by our house. They were very cute to watch. God bless. Praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, I love, we have a lot of deer around here, and oh man, it's so beautiful. I just love seeing them, and we have lots of bunnies too. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Vanessa shared, so true, it is easy to become worldly. Praise the Lord for his patience and long suffering. Yes, it is. So easy. You know, the world, the enemy just uses the world to try to entice us all the time. And just got to stand firm. All right, so Pastor, if you want to share Sister Noelie's and Brother Ryan's, I'll drop the mic.
Okie dokie. Thanks. Yeah, I just got the, well, I got the text a while ago. I didn't know it was from them. All right, this is from Sister Novi. All right, and it says, Sister Jafel's praise. So I guess this is from her sister. She says, one day at work, I got a patient with seizures. The medications she received to stop the seizures didn't work. It will stop for a few minutes, but the seizure will come back shortly. When our seizures stopped, the doctor tried to talk to the patient, and her answers were incoherent and disoriented. When the doctor left the room, her seizures came back after 15 minutes. I went to check on her, and right then someone spoke in my mind that she's demon-possessed. I had this urgent feeling to pray for her before the doctor comes back, so I prayed, and the Lord will free her. So I prayed that the Lord will free her from the demon possession. After praying for her, seizures stopped, and she looked at me eye to eye and said, please help me. Wow. Whew, that's rough. I could just see the, you know, because I dealt with demon-possessed people in the past. They're scared, and they don't want that demon in there, you know. And but to actually have them look like, oh, say that. Whoa, that's a tearjerker there. Yeah, because you feel for them, you know, what they're going through. They're trapped in their own body. Anyway, Sister Jafel goes on to say that we started talking, and she is now coherent and oriented. Her family came in the room and able to communicate with her. Her seizures didn't come back. She also started talking with sense and oriented to her surroundings. Her test came back with negative explanation for the seizures, and everything looks good, and she was sent home the next day. Man, I praise the Lord Almighty for answering my prayer. Amen. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the power of Him, of His promises. Oh, praise His name, praise His name. Hey, hold on a second here. I got a PM here, if it'll work. Oh, this is from Brother Severn. I got to sit down because it's, well, here, let me just, I'll copy and paste it all because that monitor kind of points down. And I'm standing up right now because I'm trying to avoid all these issues with my bones. I got a hanging bar, though, so that seems to work for me. I hang on the bar, and it kind of, you know, like when you crack your knuckles like that? My whole back will do that, but I can't do it unless I'm hanging on something. And it relieves the pain. It doesn't take it 100%, but it gets most of it away. But so I want to praise the Lord for that bar. I got one up there, and we got one upstairs in Luke's old room too. All right, and so this is what Brother said. What Brother? I don't know if that was from my computer or what. That noise. But I'll check it in a minute. But this is what Brother Severn just said. He said, "My dad passed." Oh, I'm sorry. that's got to be rough. Because it was rough for me when my dad passed. Anyway, he says, my dad passed last Friday evening, just about 2 hours before sundown. I was sad, but happy at the same time because he's no longer hurting. Then Sunday, when we had the tornado outbreak here in Indiana, because he's downstate, I'm up in central, at the same time, almost all my family was under the gun. The one tornado went behind my mom's house. The one tornado went behind my mom's house and had to leave the apartment in town because another one was forming. The one right over my house where my daughter and grandson was, but that's where the other one was forming, he's saying. So, but everyone was safe. Thankful for the protection. Amen and amen and amen. And I would have, and thank you for reminding me of that too, my brother, because Eddie, you know, like the guy that we were supposed to go visit, and the 10 or 15 church members, quote unquote, that were going to come, wanted to talk to me, Brother Alvin and Brother Lawrence, about end times, you know, because I've known Eddie since he was a kid. He used to babysit our kids, because when Eddie was 14, he was like 6 foot something, you know, he's a big kid. And so, and he was very mature. He still is. And he's 6'4" now though, or 5. But we were going to go out there and talk to them and answer the questions. But as I was contemplating the date to go, the Lord moved me to go into a study regarding Exodus 20 verse 11. You know, where the seal of the living God is in commandment number 4. I never told Eddie about that. Never told him. Because I had a, you know, I want to say a feeling, you know how humans are. But I was wondering if they were going to, if the topic was going to come up, what really is the mark of the beast? Because they only had end time questions. And so I think, well, they're going to have to come up with that. And then about a week or two before we were going to set the date to come out, Eddie told me, he says, they all canceled. And I says, what on earth? Why? And this is because they feared that you were going to try to force them to, you know, or you were going to twist scripture or something like that to make it look like the seventh day is the Sabbath. And I says, dude, who told them? How did they even know this? You know, because did they go to my website and all that? And he said, no. It just, so there's that little bird. You know, the demon was obviously aware that what I was doing, setting it up, because I still have it in my phone. I have my whole little, all my notes are on verse 11 of Exodus 20. And so, but the reason I brought all that up, you know, that's the Eddie I'm talking about now. He called me yesterday asking if I was okay. And I says, yeah, why? Because I didn't know about the tornadoes downstate either that Severin was talking about. I mean, I knew a storm was headed towards us and it was a whopper. And, but it was going to hit Illinois first, obviously. And you all saw the pictures. I mean, we videotaped, or, well, that's the old way of saying it, I guess, but I used my cell phone and I recorded a tornado that was 2, 3, maybe 4 miles down the road from us. Problem is, it was at night. And so I had to cut the video up to where a lightning strike would happen so that you could literally see the tornado. And that's what I made that page on the website. You know, threatmentofgod.org/images/tornado. That's all you need. It'll just show you all those pictures. Well, it appears this week, because Eddie lives near a town called LaPorte, Illinois. And from what he told me, they were saying it was derecho. And I says, yeah, I know. They keep saying these derecho things, but it sounds to me more like a hurricane on land, because a tornado, like an F1, will do 120, 125 mile an hour wind. For an F1, the smallest tornado, even though that will tear up your house a little bit because it'll hang out for like 2 or 3 minutes. But this derecho that Eddie was in was 120 miles an hour, not counting the gusts. And it was for a little over 30 minutes, constant. And I want to praise the Lord at him, his wife, all the little kids, and they were all his, you know, his grandkids. And were able to get out of their house because their basement, I guess they have like a root cellar basement like we used to have in Illinois. And so they decided to go to their neighbor's house. And right as soon as they got in the house and into the basement and closed the door, a tree fell and then locked up, prevented them from getting out. It was up against the door. but they were safe. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too, because that derecho, 120 mile an hour for 30 minutes straight, tore up all the houses. He says his house is totaled. It's gone. You know, and especially all the stuff that he was building on his land. He's got like 2.5 acres. It's all gone. He says, and he told me, I tried to look for information on the internet. I couldn't find any because it just happened. But he's saying the entire town is flattened. He says it's just because it was a constant, like a hurricane on land. It just kept on going. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that they are safe. And he'll eventually be getting a new house because it's obviously all insured and stuff. Praise the Lord that he answers prayer. I also wanted to praise the Lord that, I don't know if, because I was kind of distracted for a little while here, I don't know if one of the brothers stepped up and said anything in regards to where they went a couple of weeks ago in regards to that. Were you going to say something, Sean, in regards to the that event? Oh, okay, good. Well, before you say it, I want to praise the Lord that Eli gave me the street address. And so what I did is I looked online, and I don't know if Eli gave me the link too, but that city, I can't remember the name of the town, but it has webcams for, you know, quote unquote, for traffic. Yeah, you believe it. And so I was able to get into, well, most of the webcams were down except for a few of them, and then one of them that literally pointed to where everybody was going to meet for that so-called revival where they were going to go for a march. And I was able to watch Eli, Alex, and Sean pass out tracts to the people, and they were taking them. But I had them come out in a wave so I could make sure with that because there's still, the camera looks like it was like maybe 5, 6, 10 stories. I don't know how high up it was, but it was high enough to where you can't really make out who they are. But when they waved, I says, okay, that's them, because you can't see their faces. They're just too far away. And so I did record some of it, but then I lost part of it because I moved it over to another monitor, not realizing I should have moved the capture thing with it. And because me and Fran, we were just loving it. We were just watching the whole thing. You guys were out there doing the work, and it was just like, oh, man, that was like we were there. So the next time you guys do it, try to find some of the webcams again because I want to do that again. And I don't want to put them online or nothing like that. I don't think it's necessary because you can't really tell who you are anyway. I just thought it was neat that I was able to watch that. So let me drop the mic. I guess I got Brother Eli's got a PM for me too, but the next voice you shall hear will be that of Brother Sean.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Actually, I know you said Brother Eli sent you a PM. I should have PM'd him if he wanted me to share. Don't want to steal his thunder or anything, but if he wants me to share certain things, then I will. But I'm going to go in order. So first, Brother Alex sent me his praise, and I'll read his. Alrighty. Sorry. Alright. So, Brother Alex says, there was a march in a major city near me, and some brethren came over, and we went to pass out tracts. I recall, while entering the city, there was a certain fear knocking at the door of my heart. But what I didn't realize, until we were already well on our way home after the event, was that during the entire event, there was next to no nervousness or fear whatsoever. Although at times, there were hesitancies and unsureness. It was like someone went to the fear at the door and administered sleeping gas to it. I believe, though, that the presence of the obedient brethren helped me also. Many thanks to the Lord for his abundant grace and willing to work with me. I asked him for the Holy Spirit for the sake of the souls, the sake of his glory, and the sake of Christ's sacrifice and satisfaction at that day when he shall look upon the redeemed host in heaven. We saw multiple people reading our tracts, cover to cover. And at least one person came asking for more tracts because they wanted to share them. A leader of the event caught me twice and stated himself as the authority and asked that I stop because it was causing division. I had no fear both times and were more concerned what to say properly that he may understand. This is not normal of me. I think I would have been nerve-wracked in these sort of confrontations. Even now, as I think of future work, the nervousness introduces himself again. But as we all know, the Lord's grace is sufficient for us. We went home feeling fully accomplished for our mission done to the best of our ability and better educated from the lessons learned. I also praise the Lord for travel mercies, as recently a bigger vehicle would have drove me into driver's side had there not been a reaction to yank into the next lane. Oops. There was no vehicle in that lane. There was no vehicle in that lane. I will certainly have collided with trying to avoid the bigger vehicle. And finally, for the message of perfection. It was hard to wrap the mind around at first, but the more you think upon his continual promises to help us to be perfect, and the fact that there were examples of men attaining perfect hearts in the Bible and having learned of the creative power of God, it all helps to establish the reality that perfection is fully possible, and not some dreary rigidity or anything like Satan would have me believe. If God could create everything out of nothing, add additional mass into the universe from multiplying the bread, bring the dead back to life, all his spoken command, how can this same power not be able to perfect us? Especially as Christ commanded, be ye therefore perfect, because he literally commanded it. It is now also a promise that it can and will be fulfilled, if we only believe. Praise the Lord for his granting me the precious privilege to understand this. Well, amen, brother. All right. Amen. Alrighty. I will share, and maybe Brother Ellie send to Nick what he wants to say. Anyways, so yeah, I'll give praise as well, obviously, for the recent work that was done. It was another little one of those false revival events. Didn't expect it to be too large, but it probably had about 1,000 people there, something like that. And yeah, it's just another blessed opportunity to reach one of these false revivals. Noticeably, the enemy was there. I can say that. Noticeably. We were, at some point, you know, commands were, you know, given, like, oh, stop doing this. You know, like what Brother Alex has said, you know, this is causing division, stuff like that. And I don't know if this is said, I'm going to say it anyways. Might be stealing thunder here. But one of the, and I praise the Lord for how this worked out too. One of the brothers was approached. And I was thinking of how it's so interesting how he was approached and not I. Because the way I would have responded is not the way that he responded. And because of that, you know, because of how he responded, there was able to be something to basically prove how demonic the movement was. Because the man essentially, the leader essentially, put down the Bible to uplift a false gospel. And when I heard that, I was like, it's a good thing, I guess, that I wasn't the one who was being talked to in that moment, because my jaw might have just dropped just to hear somebody declare something so ridiculous. And this is the leader of a false revival. It's obviously false. So, anyways, praise the Lord, you know, there was truth and tracts being handed out. There were people that were reading it cover to cover, which that is so interesting to me, to hand it to people and to watch them to have an opportunity to hear, to watch them have an opportunity to see the truth. And, you know, don't know how it's going to affect them, but it will affect their hearts. And so praise the Lord for that. Also, there was like an opportunity being able to, there was actually an atheist there, which I didn't catch on at first, but an atheist there because he came to see what everything that was going on was about. And I was standing at the edge, and then he walked up and he started talking to me. And like I said, I didn't catch on that he was an atheist at first because I couldn't comprehend what he was saying. But, you know, it gave me an opportunity to be able to speak to him a little bit about some, you know, true Bible prophecies, and gave me an opportunity to also give him one of our tracts as well. And then there was another guy towards the end of the march, or I would say after the march, because there was an opportunity, because people didn't just all leave once the event was over. So opportunity to walk around, hand out tracts, and had a few conversations with some people. And there was actually a guy that I spoke to who was more, I was actually standing to the side of, like, there was like some arch thing. And I just had the thought in my mind, like the prayer, like, Lord, the person that you want me to talk to, send that person to me. And then, how long? Less than 5 minutes? All of a sudden, somebody notices me, and he walks up to me, and he starts having a conversation with me about the things that, you know, were being, you know, about the revival and stuff like that. But, yeah, basically, I had this opportunity, a guy came up, and we were talking, and, you know, I had a chance to talk to him about perfection, like what Brother Alex is putting up here, talking to him about Christian perfection and how we need to be striving up unto perfection. And it was really interesting because he was actually agreeing with the things that I was saying. He was really interested and into the things that I was saying. So towards the end of it, he asked me, and he goes, do you want to pray? And in my head, I'm thinking, oh no. This guy, I'm thinking that he wants to pray with me, like he wants to do the prayer himself, because I tend to step out and avoid those kinds of things. But it turns out what he actually wanted to happen is that he wanted me to pray for him. And I was just like, ooh, that's different. That has not happened before. And I thought about it, and I was just like, yeah, okay, we'll do that. And I was like, but, you know, it's important to kneel. I don't want to stand in prayer. But, you know, we prayed, and then I gave him a tract, and he walked away. But I wonder if that was the moment for me that when I started feeling different. But just very fired up to keep going and keep speaking and keep giving the truth and to keep sharing the truth with others. It reminds me of something Sister White said about how she was, she had a thought that the Lord had wanted her to pray, and she was too nervous to do it. And it wasn't until she actually did it that all of a sudden she received a massive blessing, and the weight that was bothering her stopped bothering her. But, yeah, I want to praise the Lord for getting an opportunity to do that. And then, at the very end, ran into a group of Hebrew Israelites, which is a group that is particularly racist. Particularly racist, and they would hear nothing in regards to what, you know, Brother Ellie or Brother Alex would say, which just showed me that I was in the perfect place at the perfect time. And I want to praise the Lord for giving me the ability to speak the words and the truth, to be able to plant seeds in their minds, even though they were openly racist and openly attacking people and openly calling people out. I started noticing as I was having a conversation with them, there's many times when they were talking about scriptures in the Bible, and all of a sudden it's just like, I know exactly what verse it is, and I know exactly what, I know exactly what verse it is, and can point them to the scriptures to show that what they're thinking, you know, about, you know, doctrines are wrong, but also, you know, the Lord, the Holy Spirit bringing those things to mind. And I just remember this, too. That same thing happened with the other guy which I prayed for, because there was the verse about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against God, against the Lord. And that was going on in conversation, and he asked me what verse it was, and I wasn't sure. But, like, the thought came to mind, like, 2 Corinthians 10:5. And so I was just like, okay, yeah, 2 Corinthians 10:5, I think. So he goes away. And later on, I don't think I do it until later on that night, but I pull out my phone and look up 2 Corinthians 10:5, and that's exactly the verse that it was. And I was just like, wow. And so it was very apparent to see, you know, the Lord working with his people and giving us the thoughts of the truth. And like the scriptures say, where it brings to your remembrance everything, you know, that he has taught you. So I want to praise the Lord. You know, it was a great opportunity to share the truth, Even though it might not seem like some people are receptive, you know, some people, like, towards the end, people being extremely racist, even though it seems they might not be receptive, but it might not be a coincidence that we ran across them and was able to plant some seeds. So I have a thought process that there is some conviction sweeping, especially when there were certain things that I was saying. Just the look on one individual's face when I was saying certain things. So, with that said, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I will put down the mic, and I will let, I believe, Pastor Nicholas take it up again. God bless.
Amen. You know, like, you sent me the video of those Hebrew Israelites. Two of them, the long one there, was very interesting, I've got to say. And you could see how the Lord was giving you, you know, the words to share with them, because they can't unhear it either, and how you were able to keep calm. I mean, those guys were doing everything they can to get your blood up. I mean, and they kept calling you king, right? Was I mistaken? Because, I mean, the way they were yelling, it was just kind of hard to understand sometimes, and they really made the Bible look bad whenever the guy would say, find me this verse, find me that verse, and so the guy finds him the verse. And then when he gets the verse, he screams that verse. It's kind of like God screaming at people. That's the mindset that some people are going to have when they're walking by. And so they were not very effective in their, you know, agenda. Praise God. You could see it. Yeah, because they were all, the browbeating was obvious, you know, kind of. It's just, boy, that's got to be one of the worst, quote-unquote, street preachers I've ever seen. That the way they were acting, it was just so bad. But anyway, because I thought when he started screaming those verses, I thought, because I see them do that, like a lot of the churches will do it like that too, where you get a guy that's preaching and the other guy sitting next to him will read the verses to the congregation. And it goes nice. It goes well, it seems, you know. But they don't scream it like that. This guy was just, oh, man. He was just trying to make people angry at the Bible just by the way he was. He kind of reminded me of the Westboro Baptists, you know. So, all right, does Sister Mindy have something? I got something here from Eli. Okay, let me just see. I got to. No. Okay. Oh, okay. So you want me to go ahead? All right, so I got a PM here from Brother Eli. But again, the next time we do this, brothers, give me the exact addresses where you're going to be. I'm going to see if I can't find me some web, or if you already know if there's webcams, send me the link, because that was nice to watch you guys doing. I was just sitting there watching the work. You know, it's just kind of you want to be there kind of a thing. You know. And thanks for the pics, too, of those people sitting down literally reading the tracks. I mean, oh, man, that is just, in today's world, that's not happening that often. Anyway, Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for giving us the opportunity to pass tracks to people during a revival. Most people who were really seeking the truth read the material from cover to cover. There also were some who refused, especially the stragglers passing by. We had some one-on-one along the way during the event. One guy agreed with the Ten Commandments tract, as it explains about our love for Jesus, our Savior, and why to keep it, and how the Holy Spirit is helping us keep it. The main leader said that it wasn't about the Bible. Yeah, I remember Sean was talking about that, too. I laughed out loud when I heard him say that, because I thought, and I wouldn't laugh in front of the guy's face. I mean, I might be tempted to, like, laugh for a split second or something, because it's really ridiculous what he said. He said Eli said that the main leader said it wasn't about the Bible, but the gospel. When he was told that we should let the people know to read their Bibles to get ready. Or something to that effect. Anyway, he says, we also ran into a sect group of Hebrew Israelites who preach strange doctrines, just as them only and only them will be saved because of their race. And Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1, which they say seven women in that verse will be their wives, or concubines. I think he said concubines because I remember he was sent. I watched the video that Sean sent me, and I think in one of the videos they said something about concubines, unless, of course, it was Sean telling me, because that's just like with the same demon of the Muslim, where they go out there and they declare that they're going to go to... Oh, yeah, it was in the video because Sean answered him perfectly, and they just blew it off. You gave them that one thing about, like, we're going to be like the angels, not marrying or given in marriage. And they totally ignored. That was just blunt. And, but boy, did they turn that around. So anyway, Eli says, he goes, I got cussed out by one of them and not allowed to speak, but praise the Lord that another brother was helping by the Lord to preach to them. Please, brothers and sisters, let us work together to glorify the Lord. The Lord hath placed us in different locations where all these revivals are being held. Amen and amen. And it was sad, yeah, because they wouldn't give Alex the time of day because he's white. They're not going to give Eli the time of the day because he wasn't a black man, but they gave Sean the time of day, and that allowed for them to hear the truth they needed to hear. So I praise God for that, too. And then Brother Eli ends with Isaiah 58:1. It says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. And, you know, like where the Lord kept speaking through Moses, telling Pharaoh, let my people go. Well, now I honestly believe, and I even have a pop-up that shows up on my computer every day, because as I was in prayer, I heard these few words. It said, let my people know. Just let them know, K-N-O-W, let them know. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying our best to get it out there. Let me check my email one more time. I don't see any more hands up. But if anybody's got something they want to share, put your hand up. Oh, my God, I got an email. I don't know from where, though. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, I got one from Sister Vera, and thank you, Sister, you know, clarifying what we were talking about in the PM, because I guess she's not getting my PMs. Something's going on over there. It's no biggie. But, there's some information. I just want to put it out there to hopefully stop the emails, because I know I'm going to get a bunch of emails on this, but there's a lot more that I could have said in regards to what's going on with our brothers in the UK. This is no just all of a sudden a knee-jerk reaction. This has been going on for like a year, and we did everything we could. And so I do believe they're Christians. I do believe they're zealous. I do believe that the Lord's going to use them, and we're going to work together. But right now they got to step back a little bit and do some studies. We want them in the church. We need them in the church. You know, these are our brothers. And we love them dearly, and we know that they love us. But we have to protect the pulpit, and we've tried everything to kind of rectify the situation. And I guess the only way this is just another attempt at trying to make it clear that something seriously needs to change here. And so thank you, Sister Vera. But I don't want to put in, you know, I'm not going to read your email out loud or anything like that, but most everyone gets the gist. But yeah, they're good brothers. It's just that, you know, just like all of us, we need to step back and do some study. I got to do it every now and then, too. You know, we got to go back and dig deep. And that's what I love about digging deep in the scriptures. Because my notes are in my Bible, that some of those notes are 40 years old. You know, because I transferred them all from the other stuff that I had previous, except my God's Word 2.0. That was a Windows 95 app that I literally crashed out because I couldn't handle any more notes. I wasn't able to get all of them out of there, but I was able to get the topicals out. And that's my bread and butter in the scripture. I love topical study, and I was able to get those out. You know, in other words, defining certain words in prophecy or doctrine, you know, just topical things. So I was able to get those out, but all my other notes went bye-bye. But that was 1995. I obviously got more notes since then. But I love it. You know, like every year, you know, you go through the Bible a couple, three times, well, once or twice, and you're going to come across something you said a year ago that needs a little bit more input, and that's why, you know, That's why I love daily Bible study. We continue to grow. So, amen. Is there anybody else? Did Sister Minnie have something she wanted to share? Oh, she does. Okay, let me drop the mic here.
All right. Praise the Lord for the work, brothers. That's an awesome testimony. I pray that thousands and thousands of seeds are being planted in hearts. Okay, so I have some more to share here. Sister Marie had another prayer. She says, "Hallelujah, I can see the blue sky. The smoke is clearing up. Praise the Lord, sister." In capital letters. And then Brother Jesse had another praise. "Praise the Lord for the Lord holding back rain and splitting the clouds via prayer. Praise the Lord for the sunshine, brother." And then we had a guest, 2720, who shared with me that his name is Sud Harson. He goes by Sud, Brother Sud, S-U-D. "Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord for his so much grace in forgiving my sins, his continued help to overcome my weakness, giving me the courage and confidence that my sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord for his truth, his gracious love and guidance. Praise the Lord, brother, and welcome." And then Brother Alex had shared in the room, I wanted to share, he said, during, you know, they were at the false revival. He said there was also one person who had an issue with the Ten Commandments tract. But during conversation, he eventually realized we keep the commandments because we are saved, and literally said so to himself before we could say that. "Please keep all those we shared with and got the tracts in prayer. Praise the Lord, brother." That is so awesome. All right, and so I'm going to go ahead and share my praise. I haven't shared yet. I want to praise the Lord for all the work that's being done in our church. It's such an awesome testimony, and for the courage and the boldness and the wisdom that God has given you all that are out there going to these false revivals. And keep Sister Vanessa in prayer, too. She put in the room, "God willing, I will be attending one or two revivals here in Sacramento to hand out tracts." Praise the Lord, sister. And I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it and the peace that comes with it, and how he's just, oh my goodness, the Lord is just so awesome. He's been helping me overcome my weaknesses through much prayer and fasting, and I just praise the Lord that he's delivered me from some major things that I had been struggling with, and I praise the Lord for that. He's just so good. And you just keep praying, brothers and sisters, and keep coming to the Lord, and he will deliver you from anything you're struggling with. And I want to praise the Lord also I was in my, well, actually, the Lord guided me to read, the book of Jonah, the scripture of Jonah. And I was just kind of like, why are you having me read this, you know? But I studied it and I read it, and then it's like the Lord gave me a revelation that this is your life. This is what you had gone through as well, and how I relate to that. And I meditated on it and prayed about it is, you know, like Jonah, you know, I trusted the Lord. I believed in the Lord. I gave my life to the Lord, but I wanted to go on my own path. I went off his path. I didn't want to listen to him. I basically was running from the Lord through much of my younger years, my youth, and in my, you know, 20s, 30s. And I just wanted to live the life I wanted to live, you know. And I knew in my heart it was wrong. I knew it did not please the Lord, but I still did my own thing. And I'm sure many of you can relate to this as well. And like Jonah, I ran away from the Lord and was doing, you know, my own pleasures and what have you. And then I, like Jonah being swallowed by the well, I was living in darkness. I was like he was, had weed all over him, you know, the seaweed all over him, and he was in a snare in the whale's stomach, and in darkness, and in the mire, and in the clay, and the mud. Not so much in the well, but you know, with I'm sure it wasn't very pleasant in there. and I was being dragged down to the pit. I was being dragged down to the mud and the mire and by the enemy, and I was not happy. I was miserable, and the Lord showed that to me, that, you know, it you know, doing your own thing and not walking on His path and walking with Him, you are in darkness. The enemy is controlling you, and that's what I was going through in my life. And then through prayer and, you know, the Holy Spirit convicting me of my wrong, and then, of course, you all know, when I woke up that one morning and the Holy Spirit, for the first time, the only time, spoke to me, "Get ready, Jesus is coming." It was like, you know, that's when the Lord, you know, delivered Jonah out of the well, and the well, you know, vomited him up on the seashore. I feel like that's when the Lord pulled me up out of my, you know, the muck and the mire and the pit that the enemy was trying to drag me down into. And you know, I just feel like that was Him delivering me. And then, you know, after He brought me out of that, you know, I listened to Him. Unlike Jonah wanted to, even though he obeyed God after that, and he went and he warned the people in Nineveh, you know, to repent and turn from their evil ways. He went, you know, up and was watching, and he wanted that. It's like he wanted them to be destroyed. And I believe, you know, I find myself sometimes like, you know, there's so many evil people in this world, and evil leaders and evil government. And it's like, I find myself wanting them. Lord, I want your wrath to fall upon them. But I'm being like Jonah. I'm like, you know, they're still in probation. We're all in probation. Anybody can be saved now, you know, as long as they repent and confess. And we have to pray for these evil people. Instead of wanting to see God's wrath fall upon them, we have to pray for them and lift them up. And they could be like the thief on the cross, and they could, you know, their lives can change, you know, if they give their life to the Lord. So I just praise the Lord for revealing that to me, that, you know, I need to have more compassion and love towards all the evil people that are doing evil things in this world. And that includes the Pope and the President and all, you know, all the evil elite in this world, you know, the Bill Gates and the, you know, that we know are doing evil. And so I it's just a reminder to me, and I'm sure it is to all of you, that that instead of wanting God's wrath to fall on them, like Jonah wanted the wrath to fall on the evil people, we have to keep them in our prayers, and they can be saved, and we need to believe that. And I just praise the Lord for giving me that revelation and guiding me to really study the book of Jonah and relate it to my life, because that's what He was showing me. And I just thank Him for that. And I also want to praise the Lord. I was last Sabbath, I was watching a documentary on Sister White's life, and one of the commentaries said that it was known that she had shared on more than one occasion that she had a favorite hymn, and the hymn was a hymn that she sang quite a bit, and she just loved this hymn. So I had to find out what it was. So I found a YouTube video of it, and it's an old hymn written by Charles Wesley. And I don't know, many of you might know this, but I'll tell you what, listening to this hymn, brothers and sisters, it brings so much peace to you, and it's so comforting. And I could see why Sister White loved it, and it's called "Jesus, Lover of My Soul." And how true is that? He is lovers of our souls. He does not wish one soul to perish in these last days. He prays for, I'm sure He wants all souls to gain heaven. And so I'm going to post the video in the room, and you all can listen to it this Sabbath, because I pray it, you know, it blesses you as well as it blessed me listening. I can't stop, you know, listening to it. It's so beautiful, and it, you know, these old hymns, they are just, they, you know, I love to go back to the old hymns, because, you know, they're just such a blessing. And I'm not able to post this for some reason, so I will, let's see. I'll try to get it in the room, brothers and sisters. I don't want to waste any more time. But so anyway, I just wanted to share that. I love you all. Thank you for all your testimonies, your praises, and God bless.
Okay. Oh, wait. I got another PM. I just got it. Okay, well, I'm going to the people here just because you don't see them in the chat. Yeah, amen. I'm going to read what Brother Arthur just sent me, because this does happen. This is a norm to happen in a chat room, and I've noticed this over the years, too, when I get emails from people saying, hey, yeah, I've been on the website about 5 future years. I figured I'd give you a, drop you a line. And I'm thinking, why'd you wait so long? But anyway, he says, many people just listen to the sermons and don't join the text chat. Never think that the people aren't here because you don't see them in the chat. I don't know why. He might be talking to somebody here in regards to this. But he says, Jeff, whom you see here in the chat today, listened to your videos for months before coming here. Some people just don't like text chat but are still part of us. Yeah, I've been saying that for years. Like myself, I don't like text chats. And so I says, most people don't like text. They just go straight to WTPR. That's why WTPR is always packed. You know, and plus I'm only throwing it out at 24 or 32 kilobytes per second, so it can hold hundreds and hundreds of families in there. But the text chat, and the text chat is hardly anything with, you know, bandwidth. But the streams, yeah, we don't get a lot in the streams. You know, I'm thinking that the most on Twitch, I don't know, I think the most I've ever seen on there is 15, and the most we've ever seen on the POGM stream is 40 or 50 families, because that takes a lot of bandwidth. It's 777 kilobits per second per person, per family. And so that's why a lot of people don't go to those two. But then he finishes by saying, Brother Arsh is saying this again. He says, you may not know until eternity how many have been influenced by your work. And so God bless. And so God bless you too, brother. Amen and amen and amen. We got a lot of guests in the room today, and that's probably people that have already been with us for years. It's just that this text chat isn't working the way I thought it was fixed. But if you make an account, and it doesn't do much for my blog, it's just for the text chat. If you literally go to the blog and subscribe to the blog, then that name that you create in the blog will always be remembered in the text chat, because this text chat is PHP, and it runs underneath WordPress. It's the only text chat I could find that had the features that we needed. I prefer PHP, but all of them out there had all, you know, you had to be on their servers, or, you know, forget that noise. We want it on our own. But yeah, and it's just a text chat too. It's not, there's no audio. I mean, you could do audio in it now, but I think I got it set for 10 seconds or something, that little microphone you see there. But anyway, I think let me check my email one last time. Okay. Mindy says she's got one more left. And so, well, let me check my email again one last time, because it always seems to be right when we close out the testimony service that somebody sends me an email. And so I'll just check them all. Okay. Nothing for all of them. All right, let me drop the mic.
Sorry, brothers and sisters. I have one more to share. I forgot. Sister Fran has a prayer. She says, I praise the Lord that my son Joshua and my daughter-in-law Janine are visiting us this weekend with my grandkids. Praise the Lord, sister. That's awesome. All right, I'm done.
Okay, yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, we got a bunch of small humans here, because my daughter Courtney brought her youngins too. So, yeah, we got a few kids here today. it just brings me back to the days when I was a kid and the house was packed, because I'm one of 11. So, anywho, I guess we're going to hear a song. I just checked my email. Ain't nothing there. And, I guess we'll hear a song and then I'll close out in prayer. So let me drop the mic.
I love the truth that you and I get together. Those wonderful people love the truth that I feel when I get together. Those wonderful people, what a sight to see, all their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere. Two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can compete. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. And on the great reunion day, when our Lord said, come away, and the saints told every last scene to the day, joining loved ones round the throne, at last we all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, raising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those.
Oops. Yeah, I want to break my desk. Hold on a second here. If you can kneel, please do so. We are going to pray. Father God, you are the God of our forefathers, the forefathers that remained faithful unto you the last 6,000 years. And you are our God. We thank you for sending your only Son to teach us the truth and the way of salvation and how to stand in the divine nature. We also thank you, and we know how much it must have hurt your heart to do so, but to allow him to die for us so that he could send the promised Holy Spirit to be deep within us. Thank you so much for your word that helps us to learn and grow in Christ so as to be ready for the latter rain. And thank you once again for your presence as we gathered here today and all the testimonies that were shared today. We thank you so much for blessing us and letting us see your hand move in everyone's lives of the church family all around the world. And thank you for, again, earlier, you know, changing the showbread for us during the children's study and the adult study. And so we, again, lift up all those, Father, that are on our prayer list. And we thank you for the blessed way that you always care for us. And we pray that we learn to even pray in a way that pleases you, for we know to do so, as your Son did, is our true goal in life, for we know this makes you smile. So, Father, as we try to better ourselves, please accept this prayer as we climb this ladder of faith, to one day to have the perfect character of your Son so as to be worthy of the latter rain to go forth and glorify you like no other. And your Son, who is our Savior, and our King for all eternity, his name is Jesus Christ. Amen.